Jesus' disciples were scared. Jesus had been arrested. He'd been crucified. He died. He was buried. And the disciples didn't know what was going to happen to them. And so they gathered together in a house where they were talking to one another, and they locked all the doors to try to keep themselves safe. That day they'd been hearing from some of the disciples that maybe Jesus was risen, maybe he'd been seen, but they didn't know how to understand this story, and so they were together with the doors locked, and all of a sudden, there was Jesus standing among them, saying, "Peace be with you." And he said to them, "Look, it's me. You can see in my hands the marks of the nails. You can see my side where I got gashed by the sword." And as the disciples saw this evidence that it really was Jesus, they started being less and less scared and more excited and even joyful, because they were convinced now that it was Jesus and he was risen. He said to them again, "Peace be with you." And after he had said, "Peace be with you," he breathed on them and he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. As God has sent me, so I send you. If you forgive the sins of any, they're forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Well, it was an exciting day, but one of the disciples missed out. His name was Thomas. Sometimes they called him the twin. He must have had a twin brother or sister. Thomas wasn't there that day in the house when the door was locked and Jesus came. And so they told him about it later when they found him. They said, "Guess what? We've seen the Lord." And Thomas said, "Unless I can see and touch his hands with the nail marks myself, unless I can see and touch the gash in his side myself, I will not be able to believe." 1 week later, they were all gathered together again in that same house. And once more, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Come on ahead. Touch my hands. Touch my side. You don't have to doubt anymore. You can see and touch and believe." And so when Thomas got close and saw and touched Jesus, he fell to his knees and said, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said, "Do you believe because you've seen? Blessed are those who've not seen what you've seen and yet have come to believe." And the person who wrote this story down added another blessing. "May you have life in Jesus' name." And now, as a blessing to one another, we're going to hold hands. Either hold hands with your sister or hold hands with your new friends. Devin, maybe you can hold my hand. And we're going to say a prayer. Dear God, the life of Jesus brings us life and joy. Help us to live at peace with our brothers and sisters, with our neighbors and friends. Help us to learn your way of forgiveness. And help us to take up the ministry that Jesus has given us and share your love with others. In his name, amen.